Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. So it's Mother's Day, you guys, and today is really special because today's episode is all about mothers. And I just want to wish all the wonderful mothers out there a happy, happy, happy Mother's Day. I also have a list of other people who I think, in my opinion, they actually get left out whenever Mother's Day comes around. And I also want to wish them a happy Mother's Day. You know, I want to wish stepmoms a happy Mother's Day today. I want to wish all the moms-to-be a happy Mother's Day. I want to wish ladies who should be moms, you know, they really want to be moms, but at this time, they're not able to fulfill that dream of theirs. I also want to wish them a happy, happy Mother's Day. I want to wish people who have lost their moms, people who don't have any moms, I want to wish you a happy, happy Mother's Day. A friend of mine has pets and she calls them her kids. She spends all her love and money on them, and why not? Happy Mother's Day to you guys out there. If you have pets and you consider them your kids, happy Mother's Day to you. So today's episode, I'm going to be talking about all the cool things I wish that women would do. And as a way to empower women today, especially as it's Mother's Day. So I talked about stepmoms. Like, growing up, I used to think that stepmoms were mean and wicked. And the reason is because I watched a ton of Nigerian movies. And in the movies depicted the stepmom as always being mean, as always being wicked, you know, maltreating the stepkids. And it looks so, so bad. And so in my head, I've always thought, oh my goodness, stepmoms are not really nice people. And just growing up, you know, being around other adults, I would hear people say, you know, there's a stereotype around stepmoms. And a lot of people would think that, you know, why can't she get herself a young man, you know, who has no kids and no baggage? And these are the kind of conversations that go on in the background a lot of times. And now that I am an adult, I definitely think that stepmoms are a special kind of lovely. You know, it's not easy. It doesn't really come easy to everyone to love a child that you did not bring forth yourself. It's something that is foreign for a lot of people. A lot of people who are actually good people struggle with just being open with other people's kids, especially if the kid is competing for the love of your husband with you. You know, you feel that need that to compete with a kid, you know. So to all the stepmoms who are doing it really, really well out there, I would like to say happy Mother's Day to you. You guys are the real MVPs. In a lot of cases, you know, you met a situation and you took control of it, you know, and made it your own. And you're raising really, really intelligent kids and making them feel loved and included. I feel like this Mother's Day trophy that I have goes to you. Yeah, so it's Mother's Day, and I was just thinking about things that I wish women would do more of, you know, to help each other out. The first one that I would really like to talk about is just women complimenting each other. I wish that women would be less critical about other women. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine told me a couple years ago, she lives in the US, and she told me that she hated going back to Nigeria. I mean, the only thing that would take her back to Nigeria is the food. And I'm like, why do you hate, like, you know, going back to your motherland so much? And she told me, well, the thing is, as soon as she gets off the plane, gets out, you know, to the waiting relatives who have come to pick her from the airport, the first thing the women will say is, you are now so fat. And she's like, that is so demeaning. And it's like they don't realize it, because when she tries to, you know, say something in response to that, they're like, oh no, you're just eating all the burger in America. You just, you know what I mean? And that is so cruel. You don't need to say the first thing that comes to your mind. So when you see someone put on weight, you know, there could be several reasons. You're not their doctor. You don't know their medical history. You really don't know anything about the situation. And so why then do you feel the need to speak about it? Even if you must speak about it, there are ways and time. There's a time for everything. There's a place for everything. You have to do it with love. You know, it's very easy to pick out a comment that's coming from a place of love. Someone, you know, can tell you something And because of the way they've said it to you, because of the setting, because, you know, they've pulled you aside and, you know, said it, you know, what is happening? You know, they say it in a really nice way. But if someone sees you and they're like, the first thing they say to you, no hi, no hello. And you're just like, oh, you put on so much weight. You know, that's hurtful. Let's do a little bit less criticizing and, you know, give people more compliments. Like if you see someone who's really doing well, let them know. You know, that could just be the boost that they need on that day. Another thing that I would really love for women to do is to learn the art of giving advice, all right? There's an art to it. So you don't just tell people, let me advise you. So I'll give you an example. Growing up, I used to like to wear pants a lot, and I didn't really like to wear short skirts. There were people who felt that in my religion, you're not allowed to wear men's clothing, and so you're not allowed to wear pants. A lot of times women, it was always women, they would always pull me aside and say, you know, let me advise you, let me do this, let me do that. Before you offer any advice, all right, you must first ask the person, like, would you like my advice? Or would you like to hear what I think about this? Because a lot of times, even when people come to you and they're talking about their personal problems, a lot of times they just need a listening ear. They don't really need you to give them advice. They just need you to listen, because, you know, when someone is available to listen to your problems, allows you to talk, you know, it takes that load off your chest. So it's not every time that someone is telling you their problems that they really need your advice, okay? If you really feel the need, now, there's some people who can't. This is their bread. This is their butter. This is their lifeline. They have to give people advice. Well, two things when you're offering advice is ask the person, you do like my counsel? And if they say yes, go ahead and give what your, you know, what your advice is. And then when you're done, be sure to let them know that it's up to them what to do. All right. The decision is totally up to them. It is not your place to impose your views about life or about anything on anyone, and do it with love and kindness. If you do those things, the lady who pulled me aside and said, stop wearing pants, you know, they're men's clothing. She first made me feel like I was going to hell. And then she told me, you know, you can wear skirts and you can wear dresses and all that stuff. But, you know, because of the way that she pulled me aside, my heart was already blocked to hearing whatever she was going to say. I didn't care for it. I didn't want to hear it, you know, because of the way that she said it. And so I wish that women would be kinder to other women. That's pretty much just what I'm trying to say. And if you're going to offer advice, please do it in a really nice way. All right. I wish that women, mothers, since we're talking about Mother's Day, I wish that we'll talk about real life issues. So I'm talking first for girls who are growing up. So it's very difficult for African girls to talk to their moms about things that are personal. The reason is because there are certain topics that are off limits. You can't talk about sex, you can't talk about relationships, because you're considered immature, you're considered not ready for these kind of things. And if you talk about it, it's like, why do you want to know about this? You know, you're not of age, you shouldn't be talking about this. But I wish that these conversations will start from the mothers. The reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of times girls learn about all these things from outside the home. And the way that they learn is from their peers, who really don't really know what they're talking about. And they learn from their friends, they learn from the television, they learn from books. And some of that information is not just correct. So I wish that, you know, mothers would have more stimulating conversations with their daughters about, you know, topics that are relevant to the real world. All right. Things like, for instance, you're getting married. I feel like your mom should talk to you about infidelity. I think she should talk to you about conflict resolution. I think she should talk to you about money, how to save, things like that. The reason is because when you do get married, these things might come up, right? And if you're not ready for it, if you've never thought about it in your life, you're going to be reinventing the wheel in your head. You're going to be thinking that you're all alone. Meanwhile, this stuff has happened to a lot of different women, you know? So I think we really need to talk about these things more. We need to talk about practical things. What is acceptable? What is not acceptable? You know, forget about what is socially acceptable. Forget about that. But talk about, what are the limits? You know, when does it get inappropriate? You know, another thing that I wish that women would do is support their friends' businesses. You see, okay, so one day I was in a meeting and we were talking about a newly appointed CEO somewhere. I'm not going to mention the names of these places. And then one of the guys in the room said, oh, really? What is his name? And, you know, it turned out that the newly appointed CEO was a woman. But the reason why I kind of smiled to myself was because there are not a lot of women, he's not totally wrong, there are not a lot of women who are CEOs, you know, compared to men who are CEOs. So he's not totally in the wrong for thinking that it was a man, because society makes you think that these certain jobs are reserved for men, you know. But I feel like women also have a part to play, that we can also take the lead. What am I saying? If your friend is starting a business and she's, you know, putting her business out there, trying to get people to buy into her business, you as her friend should be the first to patronize her, and you should help her put her business on the map. That's how it should be. Women should build each other up. It doesn't happen all the time, but I know we can do it. I know we can do it, because when women come together, great things happen. So let's think about that. All right. Another thing I wish women would do is learn how to negotiate. When I graduated and got a job, that's when I heard for the first time that when you're given an offer, a job offer, you don't just accept it. You should negotiate for your salary. You should negotiate for the for other perks around your job. And I didn't really know how to do that. I didn't know, have any idea. So I went online and I read a couple articles and I tried to apply it to my situation. Now, when I got the job and I spoke to other employees, I realized that there were other things I could have asked for, or there were other things that I could have negotiated in my contract that I just didn't think about. And so since then, I've gone to a couple of conferences, I've gone to seminars, and women have given really great speeches and really great talks about how to get into it and how to negotiate and get the best from your job. They actually have research and studies that show that women and minorities are less likely to negotiate the terms of their employment. And that's bad. You know, we can get so much more, we can achieve so much more, all we have to do is ask. The thing is, women tend to feel like, when I've spoken to a couple of women, and they tend to feel like, oh, that's asking for too much. I feel so grateful that I got the job. Oh my goodness, yes, you're grateful, you know, you're qualified for the job. So hey, you deserve to be there. But whilst you're, you know, thinking about all the things that you can do for the company, all the great things you can do, remember to negotiate, because the men are doing it, they're getting better deals, they're getting better contracts. And so think about that when you get your next job. All right, and there's an art to it. You should really get into it and, you know, talk about it, read about it. There are ways to do it, and you'll be better off for it. Instead of getting into the job and constantly complaining that they're paying the men more than you are being paid. So these are the things I was going to talk about today, being Mother's Day. Take time off to relax and unwind. Do the things that make you happy. You know, shave your legs. It's summertime. You know, get ready to wear those skirts again. Not that I have anything against women who don't shave their legs. No. It's just my personal preference. And so do those things that make you happy. You know, do that. Get that facial treatment. You know, get your nails painted. Look pretty and nice. And enjoy yourself for Mother's Day. You might not have people who are treating you to a special Mother's Day brunch or dinner or whatever, but you can take care of yourself. You know, you can relax. You know, a lot of times when I take a day off and I stay home, I don't end up relaxing, because I'm walking around the house just doing chores all day. It doesn't have to be that way. All right, take the day off. Don't do anything stressful. If you're going to binge watch a show, do it. If you're going to put that facial mask on your face and spend half the day in it, do it. Whatever makes you happy, do it today, because this is a special day for mothers. It doesn't come, you know, it doesn't come every day. Feel appreciated and enjoy the day. All right, so happy Mother's Day again to everyone. I hope that you think about the things that I've said today. I hope that you would support other women. I hope that you will compliment women more. And when you want to offer advice to people, I hope that you remember to ask them if they, you know, would love to hear what you have to say before you go ahead and tell them what you think. And even when you do tell them, give them that advice, let them know that the decision is up to them. If they don't take your advice, don't take it personal, because hey, people are entitled to their own actions. Okay, I hope that in our homes and with our friends that we have meaningful conversations around real life issues, like tell your girls about sex. Don't let them read about it in books or magazines or even on TV, because a lot of times the information that they're getting from these places are not wholesome. All right, so go into it. You know, tell them about relationships. What is appropriate? How should you be treated? If people treat you in a certain way, you know, is that wrong? Is it your fault when this X, Y, and Z happen? You know, tell them, have these really meaningful conversations. And for people who are thinking about going to more serious relationships, talk about infidelity, talk about how to settle disputes in marriage, talk about, you know, topics that would actually help people solve real life problems. And be kind to one another. People go through a lot in life, and kindness goes a long way just to help people get through their day, you know? Do not feel pressured by anyone. Do things at your own time, at your own pace. And always try to do the right thing, all right? I hope you guys have an awesome Mother's Day. I hope you take that time out to unwind and to relax. And like I said, happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, the stepmoms. Happy Mother's Day to the moms-to-be, the ladies who should be moms but are not moms right now. Happy Mother's Day to those who'd have no mothers. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Have a great day, you guys.
Do you know that you can support this podcast with a small monthly contribution, as little as $1 every month? If you'd like to do so, please visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Thank you.